Now, before we get started, I want you to imagine right now that you're being in a situation where there are more than 20 people gathering to talk and socialize and have a good time together. So pretend that you're there right now. So I want you to see those people around you and they're having a good time and they're talking and they're laughing and they're connecting. And if it's possible for you, notice their facial expressions, hear them talking, hear the laughter, the noise around you. Really make this as vivid for yourself as you can. Don't worry if you can't get it vivid. I cannot. Just get it as vivid as you can, as you personally can, and it will be all right. Okay, if it helps to close your eyes, do so. And then imagine yourself being in that room. So you're looking out of your own eyes, you're seeing what is going on, and you're hearing everything. Really be there in that room. That's right. So as you are in that social venue with all these people around you right now, how anxious do you feel? So describe to yourself out loud, so start talking, what it is that you're picturing. So the Okay, good. Now rate for yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most anxious you've ever felt, 0 being completely calm and relaxed. How anxious do you feel right now? And as you're in this room with all these people around you socializing, where do you feel the anxiety in your body? Is it all over? Is it in multiple places? Or is it centered somewhere? How are you aware of that anxiety? Determine for you what is your strongest physiological symptom. Start tapping on the side of your hand and simply repeat after me out loud. At the moments where I am silent, you fill in your physiological anxiety symptom. All right, here we go. So, repeat out loud. Even though, and I feel very anxious right now, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though, and I feel very anxious right now. I'm reminding myself that this anxiety is just my subconscious mind thinking I'm in danger and firing off the fight or flight response to keep me safe. But it's just a false alarm. And I accept myself and the way I feel anyway. Even though, and I feel very anxious right now, that's okay. It's my body being in fight or flight mode. I know it's just a false alarm. And I'm letting my subconscious know that I'm okay. And even though I love and accept myself and all my feelings anyway. Good. Now tap on the beginning of your eyebrows. I'm silent, so it's where you're feeling your physiological anxiety symptom. on the side of your eyes. I feel really anxious right now. Under the eyes. Under the nose. A part of me feels really unsafe. On the chin. On the collarbone. I want to run away and hide. Under the arms. On the liver point. All this anxiety in my body. On the wrist point. On the top of the head. I'm reminding myself this is a false alarm. And I want to feel a bit more calm and relaxed. The beginning of the eyebrows remaining on the side of the eyes. Maybe I'm not in real danger. On the eyes. A part of me feels like that though. Under the nose. On the chin. I still feel quite anxious. On the collarbone. Under the arms. I want to feel more calm and relaxed now. On the liver point. I want to let go of this anxiety. On the wrist point. The top of the head. Maybe I can deal with everything better when I feel calm and relaxed. On the beginning of the eyebrows, remaining side of the eyes. I want to overcome that. On the eyes. This anxiety is just a false alarm. On the nose. I want to let my subconscious know that I can handle this situation best when I feel calm and comfortable. On the chin, remaining on the collarbone. I want to feel calm and relaxed. On the arms, remaining anxiety. On the liver point, I choose to transform that into a calm, relaxing energy. On the wrist point, transforming the anxiety into a calm, relaxing energy. Okay, take a slow, deep, comfortable breath in. And relax. On the top of the head. I am most capable to handle myself when I feel calm. So I choose to feel calm and relaxed now. Good. Take another deep breath in. And relax.